Welcome back to the Paul Revere Show. This is attorney Craig Mastantuono sitting in for regular host Mark Thompson. And we're talking about the Supreme Court of the United States, women's reproductive rights, and the impending decision in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. What is anticipated to be the decision that will overturn Roe versus Wade some 50 years after a woman's choice to seek an abortion was endowed as a constitutional right in that decision under the 14th Amendment right to privacy. You know, this is going to be really different this time around from when Roe was released 50 years ago. First of all, this decision will be released on the internet. The Supreme Court will not offer the author of the lead opinion in that case to read it from the bench, nor will a dissent be read from the Supreme Court bench. For various reasons, mostly security related, the Supreme Court will not be live in court when this decision is released. Unlike its the decision that it will likely overturn Roe versus Wade. There are some who are hopeful that this decision still may not be final, that the draft opinion that was leaked may not be final. I tend to be a skeptic in that regard. And I believe that this will be a momentous decision that will come and take away a very well-known right that has been accepted as law for the past 50 years. Just a quick stroll down memory lane, and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is going to be joining us for the second half of the show in just a few minutes. But a little bit of brief legal history regarding the Dobbs decision that is upcoming. When we say overturn Roe, remember that was a 1973 decision. The United States Supreme Court had not previously held that there was a right under the 14th Amendment for women to seek an abortion. But that was preceded, Roe itself was preceded by a series of cases that explored a general constitutional right to privacy, cases that included private decisions to use contraception, being the most famous example, and other decisions. And so Roe expanded on those decisions, which restricted states' rights to outlaw use of contraception, for example, in the Griswold case, to find in Roe that there was a 14th Amendment right to privacy and a woman had a choice to seek an abortion. And remember, the Roe decision imposed restrictions based on a trimester framework. And the trimester framework has been lost since then, largely. I'll talk about the Casey decision in a moment. But the Roe decision held that a state cannot impinge upon a woman's choice to seek an abortion in the first trimester of pregnancy, but that it may impose restrictions that promoted the health of the mother in the second trimester and allowed states to prohibit abortions in the third trimester after a fetus reaches the stage of what is called viability, which is the ability to survive outside the womb generally, and that is at about 24 weeks. That's really been the law and the framework since Roe, coming up on 50 years ago, was decided. There was the 1992 Casey case, where the Supreme Court reaffirmed Roe. States were given the authority to restrict abortions so long as those restrictions did not impose an undue burden on the mother. So the Supreme Court reaffirmed the right under Roe, but did also authorize state restriction as long as they were able to pass the undue burden test. And so states began enacting requirements and had previously begun enacting requirements such as counseling, informed consent, 24-hour waiting periods, and parental consent for minors. So what's at stake now is the Supreme Court is considering whether a Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks, whether that is constitutional. And remember, 15 weeks is well below the third trimester period. Or 24 weeks, which had been constitutional privilege up until that point. Under Roe, states are prohibited from banning abortion before viability or 24 weeks. So the Mississippi law is in direct contravention of that. And instead of simply upholding Mississippi's 15-week ban, which would effectively, if not explicitly, overturn Roe, limit the finding of Roe, which many saw as potentially a compromise position for this now very conservative Supreme Court, the court seems poised, given the leaked opinion, to explicitly overturn Roe and Casey, returning to each state the decision of whether to allow, restrict, or ban abortion entirely. And what that means is whether abortion will be allowed, restricted, or banned will be then up to the discretion of each state's legislature. This will affect all kinds of things in all kinds of places. And it will not be an effective end to the strategy, maneuvering, advocacy around this issue. Various states will spring into various stages of either enforcing full bans or trying to secure more robustly the right of a woman to have an abortion in their respective states. The current Wisconsin abortion laws is something that we should take a look at within this discussion. Currently in Wisconsin, Roe versus Wade still standing as good law. Abortions after 21 weeks are prohibited unless medically necessary to save the life of the woman. A woman must currently meet with a counselor and physician to receive state-directed counseling and a physical examination, and then wait 24 hours until she can have the procedure. Parental consent or a court-granted petition is required for a minor who seeks an abortion, and no hospital or medical personnel at authorized hospital is required to perform an abortion. That's the current law in Wisconsin, which largely fits with the Roe versus Wade framework. And immediate effects in Wisconsin, if Roe is overturned, is lastly what we'll take a look at. There is a very old, from the 1800s, Wisconsin statute, section 940.04, which provides that any person who performs an abortion is guilty of a felony. That is an unenforced abortion ban in our state statutes currently on the books. That will go into effect if Roe v. Wade is overturned. The only exception is if the procedure is necessary to save the mother's life. No exception exists for rape or incest. That will be on the books, as we say, as essentially a total ban on abortion in Wisconsin if Roe is overturned. Various district attorneys are saying things, or we can speculate about whether they will enforce such ban. The current attorney general of our state, Josh Call, has stated that his office will not enforce the abortion ban. But in Wisconsin, district attorneys may prosecute individuals for death acts committed in another county, which means that if a woman travels to another county for an abortion, a county where the DA is not enforcing the abortion ban, and returns to her home in a county that is enforcing the ban, the home county DA could nevertheless prosecute the person who performed the procedure. We are coming up on a break, and we will see you on the other side with Mandy.